Okay, welcome to our lightning talks. This will be very quickly. Of course, I prepared everything about this day perfectly to the details. I forgot to test one thing, and that is if my second laptop actually worked with the projector, and that is not the case. So I thank for a kind donation of a proprietary MacBook to solve this. How does this go? We go. If you see your slides, you come up, you get this microphone, and you just start talking. So I see slides, well, a mind map, I'll give you a microphone, and you have 5 minutes. Go.
Hello, that's quite different from the previous talk. I'm doing quite often auditing of codes in various projects, mostly in PHP legacy projects, but also in Go code. And one thing I noticed when doing audits of PHP legacy projects, they have stronger historical deployment models. And it's the same for Ruby, you have Rails structures. In PHP, you have symphony layouts and so that kind of thing. But in Go, there's always this quest for the standard layout, and there are no really established practices for how to build applications. And so I had to find what was the things we wanted to examine for clients who were building business projects and not just technical code like the wonderful one we just saw. And so I tried to build an inventory of the points on which auditors' attention would be drawn. And so that's a list. There's a large list with lots of detail. We won't have time to go through over all of them, but it can give you ideas and are quite interesting in discussions about that. One first point at the high level is identifying what are the parts of the code which need to be audited. When you are using an MVP project, you know it probably won't be the controllers if they are light enough. It will be in the model. In Go, you usually don't know. And so I found something very useful for that to be building a heat map. You can use Git to find which is the code which is most often modified and focus your work on those parts of the code. You can also try to identify places where there are CPU dependencies, which can cause issues when migrating from one cloud instance type to another, for example, AMD to ARM. And check the cover map. This also can show you the places which have weak coverage and which need to be examined in more depth. For the project layout, there are many hints. You know the standard layout is not standard. You have many issues like having too much depth in the project, or having, on the contrary, a very wide and shallow hierarchy, because Go recommends longer files with less packages. You have many aspects in the project layout which can give you hints, and a lot of those will be in the main. The main package is often overloaded with a lot of features which are not very useful and should better go somewhere else. I've added the recommendations about that, and we'll put them in the slides. In terms of organization, that's layout and other things, and in terms of dependencies, one thing on which Go, I've found in practice, is not very strong usually, is the management of dependencies, keeping them up to